hate people. I love people.
Jenny thinks that she has the key to popularity, parking in cars with the boys at night.
How to deal with someone who says that's so gay. Outsmart them.
This party is like so gay.
Totally.
Excuse me, but did you ladies know the word gay used to mean happy or excited? Then it became a word used to describe gay people. Then somehow it came to mean dumb or stupid, which is how you just used it, which is not very nice.
Ew, that guy is on the football team and super smart, and he totally hates us now.
Totally.
When you say that's so gay, do you realize what you say? Knock it off. Learn more at thinkbeforeyouspeak.com. Brought to you by Glisten and the Ad Council.
WMFO 91.5 in Medford.
8. I deliver your Sunday paper every week.
7. We work on the same floor.
1 in 8 Americans is struggling with hunger.
6. Our kids walk to school together every day.
Including millions of children and seniors.
5. We chat in the elevator at work sometimes.
4. I'm your cashier at the grocery store.
Who's the 1 in 8 in your life that needs help? You can make a difference through Feeding America at feedingamerica.org/1in8. A public service announcement brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Twist, 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 let it go! Twist and honey, let's do the seat down. What's the rhythm of money?
You're tuned into the 91.5 FM airwaves of WMFO in Medford. Or maybe you're listening on the web at WMFO.org. Or maybe you've got some shoutcast or other way of listening. But you're obviously doing that right now. And our theme on this episode of the Tears of the Gods sound collage is called An Even Wider New Wave. This is a follow-up to my September 25th, 2020 episode called A Wide New Wave. And what we're doing is we're playing a bunch of 1980s new wave music and songs otherwise related to oceans and waves and 1980s. We kicked off that last set with a 1983 hit from the German musician Peter Schilling. It was an answer song, a reply to David Bowie's Major Tom Space Oddity, called Major Tom, Peter Schilling's version. And, you know, I think that actually what they say, going home into outer space, I think that's all wrong. William Shatner, Captain Kirk, when he went up on his kind of suborbital trip there, he was so sad because, as he explained, he realized out there in space was just blackness in the dark. And looking down on the Earth, that is where life is. That's where we belong. And a lot of people have had these experiences, astronauts going and seeing the planet from up there. Realizations about our place in the universe and where we live on our home here, Earth. And then we heard from Evangelis, West Across the Ocean Sea. And I mixed on top of that, Bono talking, and we heard from my Brian Eno, their producer on that album, explain a little things about the way Cool worked in the 1980s. And then the Pet Shop Boys with their version of Where the Streets Have No Name. A little past the 80s, but a cool cover of it, yeah. Depeche Mode followed that with Personal Jesus. And then, yeah, Gary Numan. I needed to play his biggest hit. We've been doing that a lot on this episode. Usually I go really deeper. I try to go in that. But we're playing the big hits here. And then some public service messages that kind of teasing you about a little bit in the mix. Our featured artists, Japanese band Polysix once again, with Wachu Wanda Nado. And then we closed out with Tony Basil, who had that one really big hit with Mickey, but she's an all-around talent as a choreographer and an actress and the singer. Yes, an incredibly talented woman. In the next set, we're going to be hearing some bands that I think did really great jobs with their production. In particular, Zig Zig Sputnik, who mixed in a lot of drop-ins, you know, the audio clips from who knows where. And they even had advertisements between the songs on their album. They tried to charge sponsors money for. I just think they were a whole lot of fun to listen to, tremendously underrated. And while they looked really cool too, Billy Idol's bandmate, Tony James, he was a bass player in the band before Billy Idol became Billy Idol. And he was responsible for finding these characters and helping them make music. So that's going to be the way we're going to conclude that last set. But we're also going to be hearing from the Talking Heads and Big Country. Yeah, there's a canonical 80s band for you. New wave band. And we'll hear another track from our featured artists. But first, We're going to start off the next set with a band that really changed my mind about synthesizers. I mean, I was really interested in synthesizers, but being a guitar player, I just heard this and I said, oh yeah, man, this is the future, the Human League. So let's hear that right now. This is The Things That Dreams Are Made Of. The instrumental remix that their producer, Martin Reschent, made. He did an incredible job. Johnny Joey Beady. The Things That Dreams Are Made Of. Here on WMFO.
every sight, every space, every town, every word. It's all not good for you and me.
I'm a pewter.
We're waiting in an even wider new wave this evening on the Tears of the Gods sound collage as we play classic new wave music from the 1980s, as well as a band from Japan that really loved that music and went on to pretty much do their own versions of music in that style. And they're continuing to do that these days. Yes, I am talking about the Japanese band Polysex, our featured artists. We began that last set with a really cool instrumental remix of the Human League's Things That Dreams Are Made Of. Pretty much their producer, Martin Reschen, took the tapes and went into the studio and did echoes and delays and everything and came up with an album called Love and Dancing after their fabulous Dare album. And that version of the song is outstanding. We followed that with the band Big Country and their big hit In a Big Country. And then it was the Talking Heads and She Was, followed by Polysex, Code 4, and then Zig Zig Sputnik. the Sex Bomb Boogie, the Magic Flute Mix. Meanwhile, backing me up right now is Devo with another song from their Easy Listening album, Going Under. We got time for one last set, and it's going to have some more classic 1980s new wave for you. And we are going to start it off with this song from Devo, sending it out to my fellow Devo aficionado, DJ Chris Major, Strike the Box, every Thursday from noon until 2 p.m. He's also a big Devo fan like I am, and that's good. Very good. Well, this is That's Good. And it's great.
Beach Boy, but not for you. You'll be hanging 10 downtown.
Cities, buildings falling down, satellites come crashing down. Cause in the alleyways and bars,
I'm not going to let any overage fuzzy face take away my girl. Not if I have anything to do with it. And believe me, mister, I do.
The government is increasing its power to watch you and diminishing your power to watch the government, and that is extraordinarily dangerous.
I heard you on the wireless back in 52, lying awake intently tuning in on you. If I was young, it didn't stop you coming through.
You've been tuned in to the Tears of the Gods sound collage here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts freeform, non-commercial community radio. This week, our theme has been an even wider new wave, a follow-up to a show I did in September 25th, 2020, featuring the Japanese band Poly6. In that last short set, we began with the original version of Devo's That Good, as opposed to the easy listening version that we heard as ambiance earlier. And then it was Simple Minds with Ghost Dancing and the Buggles with Video Killed the Radio Star. Backing me up right now is the easy listening version of Devo's It's a Beautiful World. Thank you so much for listening to this Tears of the Gods sound collage. I hope you enjoy Thanksgiving. I don't expect to be back here next Friday, but I do believe we're going to be having a special guest host. I do expect to be back again in 2 weeks, and I think it's going to be a Tears of the Gods called A Burning Deep Purple Orb, featuring Deep Purple's perfect 1974 album Burn, as well as a whole bunch of selections from The Orb and a bunch of really rockin' short classical pieces. So, I hope that you stay safe and you're able to tune in 2 weeks from today at 8 p.m. Meanwhile, if you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a motorized vehicle and dying. People, no. Don't die. We're just waiting for LFOD Radio with Uncle Sam. Or more particularly, will Frank come on? Come on, Frank. Yeah, here he is.
Due to COVID-19, WMFO DJs are pre-recording their shows for broadcast on air. We can still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy.